Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maxie, I want to get to Byron and that deal, but I couldn't help but notice the trolling of the Wisconsin Badgers at the end of the Gophers win on Saturday when they started playing jump around, you know, fans on the field. What did you make of that? I have to say I kind of enjoyed that.
I think it's kind of funny, and I think it's, you know, in a strange way, it's good for the rivalry because next year Wisconsin will bring it up, and that's how you get a rivalry. You know, first of the thing in a rivalry is both teams have to win some games, and the Gophers checked that box again on it. I mean, that was Big Ten football on Saturday. That was hard-hitting, played at the line of scrimmage, don't give in. It could have been played in the 1970s, the way they played that game. It was, three yards and a cloud of turf, as they say right now. But it was really, you have to appreciate football to appreciate that game because there weren't a lot of big plays. But it was don't give in. And I had Tanner Morgan on with me last night on television. We did a nice long interview, and he decided to come back and play another year for the Gophers. And, you know, you forget that young man, Paul. He's won more games than any quarterback in the history of the Gophers. He'll shatter that record, obviously, going away. And yet, you know, he's taken a lot of heat this year, and you forget that, you know, these kids hear that too, and you forget, you know, it always looks like limelight and you're sitting out there and they're playing jump around and all is good, but, you know, he hears it too in the social media, and there's a lot of people out there that don't have a lot of, in my estimation, credibility or understanding what it takes to play a sport that just take shots at him, and you forget that's a part of what he has to endure every day too, and he's done a really nice job of it because he's got a more philosophical and faith-based life that he leads. But he'll be quite a man when he gets through with college because he's seen a lot.
Wait a second. You're saying there are armchair quarterbacks out there?
I'm saying that, yeah, and it's pretty easy to machine gun somebody from afar, you know. But he lost his father this year. He got engaged this year. Lots of stuff happened to him. And, but the difference, I think, Paul, is not that it didn't exist, armchair quarterbacks, but, these kids grow up with social media. And so they're so locked in and they can't miss it. You know, if they're being criticized or whatever, they can't miss it because it's in their face all the time. Coaches do this. They say, stay off of Twitter, stay off of this, stay off of that as best you can. But I'm sure a lot of those kids, curiosity gets the better of them, and it's, you're just subjected to a different set of rules from the outside going in than you were for most kids growing up, you know, when we grew up.
Yeah. I'm glad we grew up and made most of our mistakes.
I'm glad we did too.
Before Twitter and the internet, thank God for big favors. Hey, of course, the 7-year, $100 million extension for Byron Buxton, that's going to continue to be in the news. Want to talk a little bit about the Wolves? Should be a great crowd and a great game against Indiana this evening, pregame 6:30 right here on CCO. What's your take?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago they played Phoenix and Phoenix, of course, has been unbelievable this year. But they played them on a Monday night, and I thought, well, there won't be much of a crowd here. And they showed up nice that night. I was surprised at how the people showed up. So I'm interested to see, because Monday nights are always your toughest night, particularly before football season gets over for the Timberwolves. But they're a fun team. They've got some pieces together. They seem to have an identity. If they can hover around 500, maybe stay in that playoff conversation this year, I would consider that a great success for this team because they've re-engaged the public. And I've said this before, in one week, they turned the public from A to Z in terms of, another year, bad year for the Wolves to, God, I love basketball and this team is fun. And that's how strong the affinity for basketball is in this state and how badly people want to be around a good basketball team.
Yeah. Things are clicking for the Wolves. Hope they keep it going. Mike Max, appreciate the update, my friend.
Thanks, Paul.